right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I want to say to you that this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we can rejoice and be glad in the day that the Lord has made, because once he makes the day, he's going to provide for you. Amen. He's going to be with you. He's not going to leave you. He's going to help you at every aspect of life. Amen. So tonight, we're just thanking God that we get to be here together and that his presence is here and that we're going to worship and that he's going to touch our life tonight. Amen. And we're just thankful for the goodness of God. Amen. So tonight, let's just join in and let's just worship, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst of us. So we thank God that he's here and that he's going to bless us tonight. Amen. Praise God.
Yes. You're my peace, you are my I'm gonna burn for you. to light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire. So light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, may we have a fresh fire, Lord, may we be touched by your presence and by your goodness, and may you just overtake us, God, hallelujah, let every moment we live be for you, Father, and let every moment be refreshed by your spirit and by your presence, and Lord, we just thank you for it, in Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God.
You know, I'm all about when it's time to give the Lord his due, we don't do it quietly.
Amen. Praise God.
When it's time to praise the Lord, let's praise the Lord. Let's not wonder what you're clapping for.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Or two. Amen. It's only one God.
Amen.
That saved us.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to honor him with everything in our heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
You know, I was reading. No. Surprise? No. I was reading in Acts today because there's so many revivals been around, and I say praise God for them.
Amen.
Fall on them, Lord.
Bless
and
Lord.
Just burn them up with your goodness and your anointing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't feel led to go visit, not because I'm not excited about what God is doing, but that's for them. If I needed refreshed, I could go. If you need it, go. You know what I mean? I'm just saying I want him to do his thing here.
Amen.
The way he wants to do it. Amen?
Praise God.
With no cameras. I know. It sounds bad, but no cameras, no photos, no nothing. Just us and God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Just us and the one who created him.
Amen.
Created us.
Praise God.
He's worthy. And I'm just ready to see him fall. But I was reading in Acts where Jesus goes up and he says, tarry here because I'll come back again and you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to skip down and read where it says how they waited.
Mm-hmm.
How did they wait? Could you pull that up, Trey? I'm sorry. We'll give you a moment because I'm just like blasting us on you like right this second. But it's Acts 1. And I believe we're down to 10, 11. Something like that. Where it says how they waited. Where's the one that says that they... Is it 9? Open your word up. My brain has a word on it, and if I think... But anyway, it talks about how... They waited, and they waited in seeking the Lord. They waited praying and fasting and gathered together, right? Seeking the Lord. Did I read a different book? These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. For those of you who don't think women were important in the Bible. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So they didn't just wait in the terms of they just went about their regular lives. They just didn't go out about doing everything. They waited in one accord in prayer and supplication. And then you read on, and Peter gets up, and he gives them a word. But when we wait on the Lord, it's not like you're waiting for somebody to come pick you up. right, at your house, and you're just sitting there waiting. No, when we're waiting upon the Lord, we're seeking him, we're Amen. Praising him, we're giving him glory, we're mm-hmm. reading his word, we're in one mind of one accord, mm-hmm. saying, God, come, but until mm-hmm. you come, we're going to be steadfast and we're going to be faithful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And you know, we were talking about as kind of a worship team up here a little bit ago, and Linda brought up a point that I thought about too, but Linda brought up that, will you be ready when it comes?
Amen.
Not too many people understand, unless you've seen it or been through it, the cost of revival.
Amen.
It isn't just, I get to go home and go about my no. daily routine and do whatever I want to do. If the Lord has truly fallen on you, your life is about to change.
Amen.
In a drastic way.
Amen.
What it looks like changes. The weight that it carries for your life to other people needs to change. And are we able to carry it long term?
Amen.
How many days are we able to come in here straight before we fall?
Amen.
Like, there's so much to revival. There's so much to when God falls and the responsibility that comes with it. And I've just been thinking and thinking about it and saying, Lord, I know you're coming, but I know you're waiting until we're ready. Because he ain't bringing it until we're ready, because he don't want us to fall before he finishes what he intends to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So
praise the Lord.
Be waiting on the Lord. In one accord, be steadfast in prayer and supplication. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
We do have a date for the marriage conference.
Yeah.
It's going to be March 31st here at the church at 6. We'll get a sign up sheet out there and everything. So a little later than we wanted to have it, but there's a lot of schedules to move around. So, the women's meeting is next Saturday at 9:00. We're going to be in here doing some stuff and just focusing on Jesus. Amen. Allowing Amen. Him to cleanse us and give us fresh starts and just a new, whatever he wants to do. Let's Amen. Just put it that way. Amen. I'm excited for it. I was telling Phil a little bit about what was on my heart today and what God has been laying on me. And it's just about getting before him, getting the dust of yesterday washed off of you, focusing on what he has for us today and tomorrow, and not allowing the enemy to break your back about yesterday anymore. Mm-hmm. And we say we put it down, but how many times do we pick it back up?
Amen. Praise the
Every
Lord.
Every time you say, God, why Praise am I doing this? I'm not worthy to do this. Mm. You're picking up your past because you're basing your worthiness on who you were.
Amen.
Not basing your worthiness on who he is.
Amen.
Amen. So I just feel refreshed, and I feel like he's just going to do what God, only God can do.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's all I got.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. He's just going to touch us. Amen. And God is going to keep doing what he does. Amen. Which is blessing and moving. And I want you to know that even with what's all going on in the world today, our God has not changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, we're going to let those children go to children's church. Praise the Lord, Pastor Jared. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to take a few minutes to take up the offering tonight. And tonight, I want you to give because it's in your heart to give. Amen. I want you to give because you know that you have a relationship with God. Amen? And I want you to give because you know that the Word says that the Lord will rebuke the devourer on your behalf. Amen? He says that he will open up the windows of heaven for you. Amen? And he says that he will put a blessing on you that will cause you to be a delightsome land and to cause others to look at you and see God's goodness. Amen? And then to us, he tells us that we should have a word of hope in our heart, amen? And we should be able to tell people of the goodness that God has done in our life, amen? So we just want to be thankful that the goodness of God is on us, that we get the opportunity to give, amen? And that God is with us, amen? And that he blesses what we put our hands to do, amen? And so I'm just going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we take up these tithes and offerings, Father, we just give you glory. We just give you praise, God. We thank you for your goodness, Father. And Lord, we thank you that you bless us, God, and that you touch us and that you protect us and you keep our life, Father God. And Lord, we thank you that your hand is always on us, Father God. And Lord, we just give you praise and glory for it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise God. Those children early and young, amen, and just let them be blessed by God, amen. I tell you what, our children can learn younger than we think they can, amen. Praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Well, tonight we're going to continue to talk a little bit about tribulation, amen. And in Romans chapter 5, praise the Lord. The Bible says this, Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen? Now, we want to be thankful that in this life that we live, we get to be blessed. Amen? In this life that we live, we can see God do the miraculous. Amen? And in this life that we live, we can see God's goodness, amen. On any given day, we can see the goodness and the mercy of God, amen. But also, I want you to know that in this life, the Bible says that we will have tribulation, amen. And the Bible says that in this life, and I'm going to read something to you in the book of John, praise God, hallelujah. Let's go to John 16, praise God. And I'm going to read in verse 31 through 33, it says, Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. Praise God. Let us all remember that even in our toughest times, we're not alone, because the Father is with us. Amen? These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And so what I really want to do is bring peace to your heart about the fact that there are going to be some times where we have struggles as Christians. Amen. There's going to be some times where we have tribulations going on. Amen. Sometimes things are going to happen in life that are bigger than who we are. Amen. And we're not going to understand them all, amen? And sometimes we have difficulties that can stress us and difficulties that can bring us anxieties and difficulties that can be just hard to handle, amen? Sometimes we might suffer the loss of a loved one unexpectedly, amen? Things can happen and things can come in a way that we just weren't prepared for. But in the middle of that, I'm trying to bring peace to you in the fact that tribulation is going to be a part of this thing called life, amen? We must always remember that we live in an imperfect world, amen? That we do have an adversary called the devil, who's always going to be trying to come against us and cause us trouble and cause issues. Amen. And we just read in the Bible that tribulation is something that will come our way. Amen. But in the middle of tribulation, we can have peace. Amen. Amen. Sometimes as Christians, when we're going through struggles, sometimes we'll sit there and we will judge ourselves, which we should. Amen. The Bible says, judge yourself and you don't have to be judged. The Bible says that we should look into our own heart. Amen. And I tell you what, it's a good thing for us to reflect and for us to see. But I just want you to know that I do not want you to be a Christian that because you're going through a hard time that you question your faith or you question the goodness of God. I want you to know something, that when you're going through tribulation and when you're going through a tough time, know that God is there for you. Know that God's available for you. Amen. Know that the Bible declares that God will do something to strengthen you. Amen. Remember that the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And what that means is that really, if we have to do all things through Christ who gives us strength, we shouldn't be trying to do anything on our own. Amen. Praise the Lord. We should want the Lord involved in every aspect of our life. Amen. We should want God involved in our work life. Amen. We should want God involved in our everyday, day-to-day life. Amen. We certainly want Him involved in our home. Amen. And we definitely want Him just involved in every aspect of our life. Amen. And we want God to be a part of everything that we're a part of. Amen. And we just want His blessing and His goodness to be with us. And the Lord will be with us. Amen. Remember that the Bible says that we get a few afflictions? No, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. Amen. But the Lord will deliver us from them all. Amen. And so we can be thankful that in this life, even though there is blessing in God and there is goodness in God. And I tell you what, I don't know how people live their life without God. Amen. I tell you what, you could have lots of money, and I tell you what, without God, you're still going to fall short of having true happiness and joy and peace. Amen? Because God is the answer to all things. Amen? There's an old song they used to sing, Jesus is the answer, amen, for the world today. Amen? And He's still the answer for the world today. Amen? And His goodness is the answer for our lives. Amen? So in this world, we're going to have times of tribulation. But even in tribulation, the Lord says that He's telling you about this ahead of time so that you can have peace. Amen? And the Bible says that we can have peace beyond understanding. Amen? And the Bible says that in the middle of struggles, in the middle of tribulation, in the middle of tough times, we can still have peace. Amen? And I tell you what, sometimes we can get busy at work. Amen? And if we're not careful, we can get so busy with our work that it'll start to cause us to have anxiety or cause us to be under stress. Amen? And I want you to remind yourself that, first of all, you're able to work because of the grace of God. Remember that in life, there's a grace that you're standing in. Amen? And that grace is given to you by God Himself. Amen? And He's the one that calls you to be able to stand. He's the one that causes you to be able to function. Amen. Remember, most of you, and I pray all of you have, but most of you have prayed about the job you got. You prayed and asked God to put you where you're at. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I can tell you that there's lots of people in here that I've prayed for when they're going for a job interview. They'll say, Pastor, I'm going for this job, and can you pray for me? Amen. Or they'll be looking for a job, and they feel led of God to go for a job somewhere. Well, let me tell you something. When you get that job, remember how you got it. By the grace and the favor of God. Amen. So if God led you somewhere and has you working somewhere, then you can lean on Him, and He's going to help you. Amen. And just remember that God will help you through whatever you need. Amen. And I tell you what, sometimes we have to be careful because we'll start working on our own energy. Amen. I tell you what, sometimes we'll try to handle our problems all by ourselves, amen? And I tell you what, especially when it comes to marriage, when it comes to working, when it comes to children, you never want to handle those things on your own power, amen? Because it's God who has given us these covenants. It's God who has made these things available to us. And it is God who needs to help us. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Miss Regina, she's perfect. Amen? Hallelujah. But I will tell you what, we need prayer in our marriage. Amen? Hallelujah. Just ask her. She needs lots of prayer on me. Amen? Praise God. But I will tell you that the best things in life are God-given, but they need to be supported by prayer, and they need to be supported by the goodness that God has for you. Amen? And I want you to know that just because God has given you these divine things, like marriage, doesn't mean that sometimes you're not going to face challenges in marriages. Amen? I tell you what, sometimes your partner may be going through a season of sickness. Amen? Or a challenge that comes upon them, and guess what? Your marriage is still blessed, amen? God's goodness is all over you, amen? But you have to trust him and rest in him and let him help you through that struggle, amen? Sometimes people experience things, amen? I tell you what, I don't like it, but sometimes people go through divorce, amen? And I tell you what, that even though you suffer that tribulation and you have that experience, God can pick you up. God can restore life, amen? God can refresh you and make things brand new, amen? And he can cause things to happen for you that your life can get turned around and your life can be filled, amen? And so I want you to know something, that no matter what you face and no matter how difficult it is, God is with you, amen? And God was prepared for tribulation to be a part of this thing called life, and God was prepared to help you in the middle of it, amen? I'm going to look here in the book of Acts, praise God, and I just want to go here to Acts chapter 14, praise the Lord. And I'm just going to read here in Acts chapter 14, verse 21, and it says, "And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God." Amen? Listen to me. Because you're a Christian, sometimes you go through tribulation. Amen? Sometimes you go through persecution. Amen? There are things that you may experience as a Christian because of your faith. Amen? And I want you to know something, that even though you have tough experiences because of your faith, don't ever let the enemy steal your faith, amen? And don't let that time of trying and testing take away from you the patience that's being built up in you, amen? And I want you to remember that every time you've had a challenge, when you've come to God, he's gotten you through it. He has been faithful, amen? And the Lord, if you look back over your life, you're going to see time after time that God intervened and God helped you. Amen? And because we can look back and see the times that God has intervened and the times that God has helped us, we can have a confidence in the battles that we're going through now. Amen? We can have confidence in what we're experiencing today because of the goodness of God and the fact that he's been with us all this time before. Amen? Because the Bible is clear here. I just like to go through here and show you the times that the Bible mentions tribulation in the Word of God so that you know that when you hit rocky times in this thing called life, that you're not so shaken that you can't handle it. Amen? I want to remind you that in Genesis chapter 8, verse 22, it says that while you're on this earth, there will be seed time and harvest. Amen? That there will be seasons, amen? And so I want you to know something, that sometimes you're going to go through tough seasons, amen? And you're going to have times where difficulty seems to be all around us, amen? And that's when we remember that the Bible says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil," amen? Because the Lord my God is with me, amen? And he will comfort me, amen? And he will help you, amen? Don't give up the race. Amen. Remember that the Bible says this, in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. And I tell you what, that sometimes there's just time involved in the difficulty of working out a situation. Amen. Time is sometimes a challenge for us. Amen. Because we'll be going through something and it lasts longer than we thought it was going to last. Sometimes difficulty will last longer than we thought it was going to last. Amen. And we will feel like in the middle of a battle, boy, I can't get through this. Or my goodness, this has lasted so long. What's wrong with me, Lord? Why is this challenge here? I want you to know something. Nothing's wrong with you. Life is happening, and God is helping you with life. Amen? I want you to know something, that this is why he brought forth the blood of Jesus. Amen? This is why Jesus went through all that he went through. Amen? He endured the cross and went through all that difficulty because he knew that you would need help in this thing called life. Amen? And I want you to know that he endured the cross for your behalf. Amen? And for your benefit. Amen? And so we are going to be grateful and thankful for the goodness of God. And we're going to be grateful and thankful for what God has went through on our behalf. Amen? I'm going to read something for you here in 2 Corinthians, I believe. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Wow. Hallelujah. What the Bible is saying is that sometimes when we went through something, we're now empowered to help other people. Amen. I want you to know that even though God did not want everything that you went through, that God did not bring everything that you went through. Amen. Because sometimes we're afflicted of the devil. Amen. And sometimes we bring things upon ourselves because of our own bad decisions, amen? But remember, the Bible also says that God can cause all things to work out for our good for those who love him, amen? And according to his word and his purpose in our life, amen? And I want you to know something, that sometimes when we get through a battle and we get through tribulation, guess what? We're going to find that there's others who we can help who's went through what we've went through, amen? And you're going to find that your testimony and that your story and what you have done, remember the Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, amen? And so you've got to know that sometimes God did not like what you went through, but bringing you through it and getting you through it on the other side is a place where your story can have an impact on someone else, amen? And I want you to know that what you've come through and what you've gone through and the tribulation that you overcome, guess what? You can use that to comfort somebody else. Amen? And so the Lord wants you to know that this thing called life is all about overcoming. Amen? Remember, the Bible says that God calls us more than conquerors. Amen? And I'm going to read that scripture to you here, even though it's not in my notes. It came to me, so we're going to go through it. Romans chapter 8, somewhere around verse 30, I think. Yeah, let's read in verse 31. It says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is Christ that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who's even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Amen? I want you to know something, that the very fact that Jesus makes intercession for us should let us know that we're going to go through tribulations and difficulties that Jesus needs to stand in the gap for us on. Amen? And then it says this, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sakes we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen? And I want you to know something, that despite tribulation and difficulty that comes to your life, once you get through it, you're going to realize that you are more than a conqueror. Amen? That the Lord is with you and the Lord has strengthened you and the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? And you're going to be able to handle the things in this life that come your way because you're not alone in the battle, but God is with you. Amen? And it says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know something, that no matter what comes against you, it's going to fail. I want you to know that no matter what challenge comes against you, don't give up. Don't ever let go of that thing called faith. Amen? Don't ever let go of that thing called hope. Amen? Don't ever let go of your trust in God. Amen? Because God is with you and he's helping you. Amen? And nothing can separate you from his goodness. Amen? I want to remind you that this is a good time for me to remind each and every one of you that we're not in this thing for the short term. The Bible says that those who endure to the end shall be saved. Amen? We're not in this for some temporary moment. Amen? We're not in this just for the feel-good stuff that comes along with faith. Amen? And we get a lot of feel-good. Amen? I do. I mean that. We get worship. We get blessing. We get to see God work. There are times where we see the miraculous outcomes of God. And I tell you what, that our stories are filled with the fact that God has intervened for us hundreds and hundreds of times. Amen? I tell you what, we could just give testimony after testimony of the goodness of God. Amen? Some of you can look around, well, all of us can look around and know that we don't know where we would be today without the intervention of God. Amen? I tell you what, some of us can honestly look around and say, we don't know if we would be alive right now if it wasn't for the intervention of God. Amen? So the one thing we want to know for sure is that we don't ever let go of our faith no matter what's going on. Amen? Because God is going to be faithful to us. Amen? And nothing can separate us from the love and the goodness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, that I just feel the goodness of God in this house. Amen? I just feel the blessing of God and his touch on our life. Amen? Praise Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm going to read out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. And it says this in verse 4, for verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know, for this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. But now, when Timotheus come from you unto us and brought us good tidings of your faith and your love, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith. For now we live if ye stand fast in the Lord. I want you to know something. Your faith comforts others. Your testimony comforts others. I tell you what, when I look around here and I know your stories and I see you and I know what you've overcome and the challenges that you have faced, I want you to know it builds my faith. It gives me strength, amen? When I saw little Judah coming up here and giving an offering and learning how to walk, I had to go back and remember his story, amen? And I tell you what, I remember the doctors being so surprised because he was so far along in pregnancy, amen, that they were just worried and worried. And here he is, a healthy, handsome little boy filled with prophetic vision and word and filled with the goodness of God and a little house of power, amen. And I tell you what, look how he encouraged everybody. And I tell you what, we could go through story after story of the goodness of God. Amen? And I want you to know that your faith is strengthening someone. People know the battles that you are coming through. People know your story. And you are a help to them and a help to the body of Christ. Amen? I want you to know something that the Bible says at one point that we weep with those who weep. And we rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen? And I want you to know that as a family of faith, we should be supporting each other and we should be aware of each other on this journey that we're going through. Amen? Because we want to make sure that we're a support to others. Amen? And we want to make sure that if our testimony can help someone overcome, we want to make sure that we're reflecting Jesus in what we do. Amen? And so I just want to thank you for who you are. Amen? I want to thank you that during this time and right now with everything going on in the world, that you are making God a priority. Amen? That you have the wisdom to know that one thing you need to do in this day and time is hold on to your faith. Amen? Hold on to our confidence in God. Amen? Hold on unto what we know to be the truth. Amen? And that is that Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Amen? And that is that he went to that cross and was resurrected for our sake, amen, so that we could be saved, redeemed, and blessed by him, amen. And we want to make sure that we're walking that out every day that we get the opportunity to, amen, because God's goodness is good to us all the time, amen. So if you have tribulation going on and you're going through a difficult season, don't let the devil ever condemn you. And don't let him confuse you and believe that there's something wrong with your faith, because times of tribulation are going to happen, but we know that we're going to overcome as long as we keep our faith and stand strong in the Lord. Amen? And so I just encourage you tonight to make sure that you hold on to your profession of faith. Amen? That you stand strong in your profession of faith. Amen? That you're still believing God for things, that you still put your prayers out there, and that you still look by faith to see God do stuff in your life. Amen? Don't give up hope and don't ever back up from the goodness of God. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare your glory tonight, God. Father, we just exalt you and lift you up, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that even when tribulation is coming our way, Father, and even when difficulty hits our life, that God, we know you're with us in the middle of the storm. Amen? We don't ever want to forget that you were in the back of the boat when the disciples were going through that storm. And God, you brought peace to the storm. Amen? That you're able and that you're capable and that you're with us under every circumstance. And that, Father God, you want to reach out and help us. Amen? Lord, I thank you that your hand is not short, that you cannot save. Amen? I thank you, Father God, that you reach towards us and that you help us and that you bless us, Father God, and that you're with us in this thing called life. From the beginning to the end, amen? I thank you that he who begun a good work in us is faithful to finish it, amen? I thank you that you're the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God, and that you bring restoration and hope and all of your goodness on our life, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. And I think we have a prayer request here. Oh, my goodness. We're going to pray for Mary Hayes, who is sick. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just put Mary before you, God. And Father, I pray, God, right now that you would just loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to go into Mary, Father God. And Lord, whatever this sickness is, Father God, we just bind it in the name of Jesus. We command it to go and to leave her body. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you strengthen her and cause her to recover and that you return health and restoration to her, Father. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. I just want to thank you for the goodness of God that is in our life. Amen. And don't ever let the devil take from you the fact that God's with you. Amen. Don't ever let that thought cross your mind in the middle of battle that you're on your own. Amen. Because you are never alone. Amen. God will not leave us or forsake us. Amen. And so I just thank you for being here tonight. I pray blessing over your life, and I thank you for being here, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Amen. And I just want to say God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.